What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. Share it with your friends, share it on your socials. And then I don't monetize this bitch, so I just need your help. Okay. I need you to share this and leave a review. Okay. Okay. That's the price of that's your pay to play. Okay. Lots of incredible information, even though I know sometimes you're like, bitch, you sound like a broken record. And that is actually just the title of today's episode is Broken Record, because these are things we know, literally things we know and things we've been talking about. And this is just a reinforcement. Today and tomorrow are going to be reinforcements to make sure you're feeling solid on how this works. I'm a little discouraged. Yesterday was a rough podcast, you guys. I stopped recording in the middle, and I don't know if you're new here, but I am heck challenged, okay? And it's intentional. I'm not saying I just don't have the capacity at this point in my life to learn technology, okay? In the way that I can learn to edit the podcast and all the things. And I just can't justify spending a fortune paying someone to edit it for me when it's not monetized, okay? So when y'all make me a millionaire on this podcast, then I will hire a professional and we won't have dumbass issues. Like apparently my mic went out or something yesterday too, and it was just whack. So I want you guys to understand, not every day, as much as I love this podcast, okay, this is my passion project. Literally doesn't cost me a dime. I get excited every day to come here and talk to you, to pour into you, to help you take responsibility for where you are, to become a conscious fucking creator of your life, okay, to take massive responsibility. That's why I'm here. Every day, Monday through Friday, to fucking pump you up for your life, to just do the fucking things. Okay. I do that. I'm passionate about it, but I don't want to do this every day. There's days that I'm just like, ugh. And today's one of those days where yesterday just went whack and I'm like, oh, I'm just really not 100% feeling it. But I reset my brain, right? We go through the process. And it is about my energy. It's about my energy. So today, to get pumped up, I'm walking in from work and I do some laps in the yard. It's freezing out there. And I'm like, okay, I do feel good. I feel invigorated. It's freezing, but it helps my energy just to kind of, you know, decompress a little bit, release a little bit of, like, you know, the night at work and just the whole situation, just to come in here and be excited. So energy is not just one thing. It is everything. And it's every area of our life. So we're going to kind of just like press the home run button on what you can do to protect your energy. Okay. Very important, essential things. And I know some of this is repetitive through the week, but I definitely elaborate on different areas. And I want that to be because you have to choose your thing. Okay. What I do for myself is not going to be the same thing you'll do for yourself. Okay. We choose different ways to work for our energy. But then there are some underlying things. There's some underlying things that are really going to work. Okay. I'm back on the workout regimen. Whoopty fucking do. Okay. You guys know I'm struggling with a little bit of self-abuse because I fell off the wagon again because I'm fucking human. Okay. So I get going really great for a minute. And then for some reason I stop. Definitely last weekend, just alcohol consumption was unnecessarily exaggerated. Okay. I didn't make good food choices and it all just kind of snowballed. And I do that because I'm human. I'm never going to come here and say these things to you where there hasn't been days or weeks that I haven't applied it. I haven't meditated for 4 days now. I mean, that's a lie. Okay. I meditate every day in different areas of my life. Like I'll do walking meditations, but I mean the whole meditation where I get on my pillow, I do the breathing and I just let myself go. And I've got, you know, background music in my ear. I haven't done that. And that's something that I'm going to tell you to do every fucking day. So I don't want you to beat yourself up if these are things that you do not commit to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay. We are human. We're human and we do things. We make mistakes. We're messy. Okay. That's okay. Don't think that you're coming here to a place where we thrive on a level of perfection. I just want you to move the fucking needle just a little bit. And I don't move the needle in every area of my life. I'm going to make that clear. Okay. Some days when I nail, my business, my clients, my job, my marriage, I might hit all those on the head and I'm like, fuck yeah, that's fire. And then I end up being kind of a shitty mom. You know what I mean? Or maybe like I'm being a great mom, I'm being a great wife, and then I have an attitude at work. Like it's not 100% in every area of my life every day. So please, okay? And yes, this is a little bit of sass from a conversation I was having, and it's fine. So I just want to put that out there. I keep it real with you guys 100%, okay? We're fucking human. We're gonna struggle. But your energy is everything. Energy is the one thing that people can't take from you, okay? Your brain, your essence, your energy, this is all yours and you're creating this, okay? We all have God. We all have the hectic life, okay? We're all busy, we're all over fucking scheduled, we're all overstimulated, okay? That's why I want you guys to be attracted to this idea that you can increase your energy with just a few little changes, okay? A few changes, right? Move your body. I don't care. And I want you to do this like 6 days a week. Just go for a 10, 15-minute walk, okay? Or a bike ride, something. Anything like that. Any little thing. If you've not been working out at all, I want you just to do something tomorrow for 10 minutes, okay? For the next 6 days, for 10 minutes, okay? Something else that I'm going to tell you is really important, and I've been preaching this to my husband, is getting in your fucking protein, okay? People are going to tell you, eat your vegetables. I don't give a fuck about that, okay? I want you eating protein. And this is a minimum of 90 grams of protein a day. That's it, 90 grams. And I want you to start paying attention to that, okay? I don't give a fuck if you don't eat salad for the next 6 days, but I want you to get 90 grams of protein, okay? And when you start doing this, I'm going to tell you guys, the first couple of days that you're protein loading, you're not going to feel great. You're going to be a little bit bloated. You're going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But once you get over that hump, you will feel better than you have in a long time. Okay. So by day, like, I don't know, sometimes it's longer for me, but like the third or fourth day, you're going to start feeling a difference. Okay. And then your body starts balancing out and it's like, oh my God, this is good for me. Okay. Get your fucking protein. Find ways to rejuvenate. This is your own flex here. This is your own passion, hobby. We talked last week about finding your hobbies, finding those things you could do. That's a way to rejuvenate. If it's snuggling up with a book for 30 minutes to make your world fade, do it. Okay. If that's how you need to jumpstart your energy, do it. Okay. Maybe it's fucking, what's that shit? I hate yoga. Okay. I hate yoga. I hate yoga. It makes me so angry. But maybe that's what works for you. Okay. Just stretching. Me, I needed to rejuvenate. I walked around the driveway. That's it. Cheesy, right? It wasn't a big deal. And it wasn't even 10 minutes, but I definitely felt better and it brought me some quick energy. Okay. Just to revitalize, I mean, it's the end of the night here. We're creeping up on 11 p.m., you know? So I needed some rejuvenation to be able to have that fire and passion to deliver this for you guys. Okay. That shit works. You've got to rest your mind. I don't care if you just go stare out your window at a bird in the tree for 20 minutes, okay? Or go, watch your 4-year-old play Barbies for an hour. There are days that I just love to stare at the girls. Like I peep them around the corner and it literally brings me joy and peace, like watching them because they play so good and they laugh and they're hilarious. Like the shit they say, I don't know where it comes from, okay? But let whatever thoughts that are vexing you float off into the fucking atmosphere and just rest your mind, okay? If you aren't going to be meditating, and that's something I had to do today because I haven't been pillow meditating, okay? And that's where I really, really have trained myself to let go. But I did a walking meditation today. And then today it was really, really a slow start at work. I bartend 3 nights a week, in case you don't know. And I mean, it was slow, and I just kind of did that meditation where I just fell into my thoughts of gratitude and then I shut everything down because I promise you're fucking yourself up with all this resistant thinking. Our brain is constantly going, you have to chill the fuck out on that, okay? But we need time to clear our psyche, okay? That way we can reload the schedule and tasks later on, okay? Breathing. I think I did like a whole week of breathing for you guys too, because this is vital. And if you're a mouth breather, you need to get some control into your life. You should be breathing through your nose, okay? Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Deep breathing has so many magical fucking qualities, okay? Everything that's going on in your body requires oxygen. Your breathing process is what brings that in. Stay with me here. When you take several minutes to just breathe, you're subjectively stopping your world to imbibe in the sanctity of breathing, okay? You're in that moment. And when you're conscious, it's a beautiful thing about it. Try breathing in through your nose to the count of four, hold it a couple seconds, and then exhale, and then repeat that. Repeat that like five times. I want you to do this twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. You'll unlock a new level of energy. That intentional breathing is what I did when I was walking around outside today, 100%, okay? You know something else that really helps me? We have free weights, okay, in our house. I literally put the weight bench because it's cold as fuck outside in our garage. We don't have a heated garage, okay? And so I brought this shit inside, and it's literally been, oh, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks, maybe not quite 2 weeks, but I haven't been using that shit. I've been making myself do it again. Pick up the free weights, okay? Weight-bearing exercise for your upper body boosts your energy reserves, 100%. I don't give a fuck if you're using 1 pound, 2 pound, 30 pound. I don't give a shit. I want you to take 15 minutes of your day, 3 or 4 days a week, 15 minutes, bitch. I know that you sit on the toilet doing nothing for 15 minutes a day. You can get your ass up off the toilet instead of scrolling on your phone or finishing that level on Candy Crush and go pick up a fucking weight, okay? Go get cans of soup. You're going to be like, Brandon, I don't have weights and I don't have a gym membership. Fine, bitch. Go get some Campbell's fucking cream of mushroom cans, okay? One in each hand and do the shit, okay? You will be exhausted. There are times like when I fall off the wagon of working out, I have to start over. Shit where I could do like 20 pound weights, I'm back to like just body weight resistance, okay? Because if you don't use it, you lose it. That's the truth, okay? And every day that you're working to build your muscles, 15 minutes a day is all I'm asking for you to give into this. Your energy strengthens, okay? And you've got to mind your stress, okay? Tomorrow, we're really going to dive into mental energy. We are going to just go ham, and that's our final conversation for the week, and I'm going to give you guys a break from this, but I want you to mind your stress, okay? It could be one of the biggest energy drains that you're ever going to experience. It's wise to do everything you can to successfully manage your stress. Okay. And everything we've already talked about are all the things you need to manage your stress. Keep your schedule under control. Okay. Allow time to catch your fucking breath. Talk to people that you can trust in your life, friends, whatever that is. Stop turning to the negative shit just to try to de-stress. Okay. Because guess what? That alcohol doesn't de-stress you. Okay. It's going to zap your energy for like weeks to come. And once you're like, okay, I get it. Alcohol is making me tired. It takes you weeks to detox how much you've poisoned your body to get those energy reserves built back up. Bitch, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, okay? You've got to do the self-care physically and emotionally. How you treat yourself, your energy is going to reflect that, okay? That positive thinking that we talked about, that you need that to keep feeling safe and comfortable and healthy. Your emotional and physical world shares a strong connection. This is where I talk about like your brain and your heart coherence. Your body has to be so connected, okay? But the power's in you. There's nothing outside of yourself to do this. There's nothing outside of yourself. And I get it. Positive energy is like hard to define sometimes, but you know it when you see it. When you're around someone who is joyful and peaceful, you start to feel that. You're attracted to their energy regardless of, you know, how much money they have or what position they hold. You know, when someone feels good, you just want to be around them. Okay. And I know we all want the same qualities for ourselves, but we think we're not born with them. This shit is in your reach. Okay. You just have to train your mind. You have to make it a conscious habit. Okay. A conscious awareness habit. And that's why we're talking about this today. I don't want you to be like, God, why haven't I been doing this? No, bitch, today. Today, the realization hits you where we are going to live in the present moment. Enjoy and appreciate whatever you're doing throughout the entire fucking day. Stop doing one task while thinking about what's coming next. Just be in that task, okay? Because that's fucking exhausting too. So when you're washing the dishes, I don't want you to be thinking, fuck, I still have 3 baskets of laundry to fold. Although my husband wishes I would think that because we literally have been walking around 2 baskets this entire week. He's probably like, bitch, I wish you would think about the laundry when you're washing the dishes. But you get the point. Be in the moment of your tasks, okay? This praying for me is one of the ultimate stress relievers. And this is how people are always like, how are you just always like so calm about everything? Like, I don't freak out. I don't freak out. I'm not reactive. Not anymore, okay? And that's because I pray. That's because I meditate. That's because I pray. And no matter what, I don't miss like setting my troubles off on God, okay? Literally, when I have something weighing me down, I'm like, God, I can't handle this. I've done it with my kids. I've done it with my marriage, with my career, with my dreams, with my jobs, like with all the things, okay? Where I've literally been like, okay, at this moment, I can't handle this. So I'm going to give this to you. And I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to do the next right thing. Okay. You've got to try to let go of judgments. And I get it. We are natural judge Judies. Okay. We're always judging people. Yes. Even Brandon does the shit. Okay. We have to learn to release that. You've got to learn to observe your thoughts with a neutral mind. Okay. Observe all your thoughts. Accept yourself and other people for who they are. Replace blame with compassion. Okay. Yes, compassion. You guys probably could start taking a shot for every time I've said that in the past 2 weeks, because it's a huge, like, the universe is screaming at me, and I don't think I'm getting the message, and I'm just not sure. But I'll find my way. Okay. You've got to practice forgiveness. You've got to free yourself from everything that's holding you back in the past. Okay. Say goodbye to disappointments, resentments. That way you can focus on today as a new start. You are literally, if you're holding anger and resentment for someone else, you're fucking drinking the poison and hoping that they're sick and dying. And they're not. They don't give a fuck. Okay. You've got to forgive the people that are not sorry, and you've got to release yourself from the mess. Okay. Forgive yourself. That's it. Let it fucking go. Today's a new day. It's clear. Breathe in that practice your breath. Okay. Deep breath. In through your nose, okay? As big as you can imagine blowing up your abdomen, okay? No more shallow chest breath, okay? That's not getting you anywhere. I want you all the way to your abdomen, okay? Every time, I want you to imagine you're releasing negative energy every time you exhale. That's what you're doing, okay? You've got to start seeing the bright side in things. Setbacks are temporary, and you are here to learn. Whether it's pleasant or an unpleasant experience, you're learning something. Absolutely stay connected. Okay. This is why I preach about microdosing, because it is something that has brought me a whole different level of connection. Absolutely. Where I wake up and I've got that sense of connection. I've got that joy. Okay. And then I feel freer to start connecting ties and to be able to focus on helping other people. And then I feel happier. I've got so many people coming to me now. They're finding mushrooms. People are finding mushrooms in all these places to be able to start microdosing, and I'm answering all their questions and helping them. Old Brandon would be like, "Wait, I'm not getting paid for this. This doesn't feel good." It does feel good. I've made a shift in my life. Not everything has a monetary exchange. Like, I'm super excited to be just opening people's eyes to microdosing 100%. However, I can help anyone on the journey, I will talk from my level of experience and the experience I have of actual clients. Okay. When you want to learn to stay connected, you've got to give other people your full attention. Okay. Start caring about what people are saying. You've got to have this attitude of gratitude. When is the last time you literally just were thankful for everything you have? I believe that was a conversation this week. Talking just 10 things right off the bat. What are you thankful for? I want you to walk around today and just practice smiling. That's it. It changes the mood of a whole room. You know, wave at people, smile at people, show affection, hug your coworkers, tell someone you love them today. Be brave and cultivate relationships. Focus on what your purpose is. Set your priorities straight. What does it take for you today to harness your energy physically, mentally, spiritually, so that you know what you're going to do to lead a meaningful life? And be patient with all this, because changing shit takes time, okay? Set those small short-term goals that are within reach so you have a victory. Plan for off days. How are you going to cope with them? And live mindfully. Stay connected. Focus on the moment. Shift your perspective. And don't be afraid to let other people see you peaceful. Okay. We feel like we have to resort to the same person that we've always been, but you're not obligated to be that person. You worry about, you don't want to make people uncomfortable because what if they see you happy? What if they see you at peace? That's weird. Okay. It's like if your family's always negative and they're always talking shit and you show up and you don't have anything bad to say, you probably feel a little weird. Like you have to talk shit about something just to fit in. No, you don't. Stay true to who the fuck you want to be. Okay. I love you, bitch. I'll see you tomorrow.